Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
10 p.m. Sunday. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend.
Come inside.
Yeah.
Inside.
That thing. All that stuff. But we can't play that stuff.
No.
So sad.
No, we can talk about it.
The eternal struggle of the independent music.
Even though we did watch a movie that kind of stole that music. It was called Bruce Lee versus Superman. On one of our slow robot shows. But anyway.
Yes, we did. Who
are
we? And why are we? And what are we? This is the Radio St. Pete world famous indie circuit. This is show like 60-something, four? Show 64.
Wow, that's a lot of show.
It is a lot of show.
Yeah.
And you can go and find us in the archive segment if you've missed any of these wonderful works of art.
Yeah.
You can find it in the archive section of RadioSt.Pete.com. Just click and scroll around, and so when you see
Indie
Circuit.
You see archive, you click on it.
And then you see our show, and you listen to it, and you go, wow, these guys are awesome. Who are these guys? My name's Mao. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown. And that is the whole shtick, I guess.
Yeah, that's all we got.
Oh, but you can also go, if you'd like to check out some of our other
online
interests.
Endeavors.
You can go to bunchofdorks.com. There you're going to find three podcasts. First one is Slow Robot A Go Go, where we talk about
movies like Bruce Lee versus Superman and
B through Z great
Kill
movies
Squad
is how I like to describe
stuff
them.
Stuff like that.
What's the middle button on that?
Two Dimension Comic Book Podcast. Comic Book Podcast with no direction.
No direction, of which you all have deep wells of knowledge
we have wells of knowledge.
David Wells of knowledge.
Yeah, David Wells.
Remember that big dude who that pitcher?
Pitcher for the Yankees. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
He was a large fellow.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
And then
I don't know much about him though. We have wells of knowledge in comic books.
Yes, comic books
and B movies.
The funny books, as
they
say.
The funny books, as the kids.
The kids never
the
said
kids
in the history
them
of ever.
Today, yeah.
And then finally, the bottom button is Bunch of Dorks. That's the longest running podcast in the history of the known and unknown universe.
That's a podcast which has been running a lot.
It's over 10 years old. 312 shows in now.
Takes a licking, but keeps on
ticking. The show that's too dumb to die.
Too dumb to die. Too big to fail.
It should be a bunch of dorks. Too dumb to die.
That is our motto now.
It is.
Engrave it on something.
I'm gonna put a T-shirt. I'm gonna make
T-shirts. Tattoo it on your back, like in
that's
like
okay.
Gothic lettering.
Yeah. No. No. It has that old English font. Too dumb to die. Bunch of dorks.
Yeah.
So there's that shtick, and then we also you have the world's most visited blog in the history of blogs.
Yeah, they visit a lot, but they never stay. You know, Destination Nightmare.
Yeah. Well, fish and what is it? What's the thing? Fish and guests tend to stink after a few days.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I never heard that one before, but
I think it's an Irma Bombeck. If you remember her.
Yeah, Irma Bombeck. Wow. There you
dusting
go.
Off some.
Well, maybe it was Dear. Maybe it was Dear Abby or something like that. I don't know. Irma Bombeck. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
My mother was fond of Irma Bombeck.
Have a nice day.
I don't know what that
is.
I know
there's sayings from the 70s.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Hang in there, kitten
Hang
on a string.
Hang in there, baby. Yeah,
kitten on a string, man.
Yeah, kitten on the string. Tiger in the spotlight.
Hey, you know what? Enough of this talking shenanigans. Let's play some music.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Oh, they ask me play his ukulele on the hill above the bay. Thank you. Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
And those lovely ladies were Petty Boca, I played from the CD Let's Talk Dirty in Hawaiian, Pineapple Princess, We'll Sing in the Sunshine, and Puka Puka Pants. So check them out, Petty Boca, PettyBoca.com. It's your thing, man.
It's your thing. Do what you want to do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. That's another song which we can't play on the show. But
boy, the list of songs we can't play is endless.
It's endless. It's multiplying by the day.
So this weekend was the NFL draft.
What's that?
Did you watch any of that?
No, what's that? Is there like players involved in that?
You think it's soccer? Don't they call it soccer in
soccer,
Europe?
Yeah. Those the kickball thing. The kickball. We call it kickball here, right?
Good luck with the foosball, Mr. Coach.
Yeah, no. I did watch the NFL draft, and yes. I was suckered into it again because the NFL is great.
Oh, the hype machine.
At hyping us into watching this.
I wish they could back our show.
This boring event.
If they could back our show,
we would be
like rich.
We love you. We think it's the greatest thing I've ever seen. It's better than, like, the Mad Men or the Walking Dead.
Could
or
you
whatever.
Imagine doing something you liked for a living? Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Amazing. Yeah, no, it's cool. I like the NFL draft. It's fun. It's fun how like all these magazines, all this cottage industry is revolved around how these like pseudo NFL draft people like tell you who's the greatest player and you know
they're always wrong.
Sometimes. Not always, but sometimes.
Yeah, it's not true. Yeah, I was going to say, like, luck was...
Sometimes
luck
right.
was the real good.
Yeah, there's always good.
Manning's
always
the real good, you know.
Yeah, you know. But a lot of times they miss. They miss...
terribly.
Terribly. But there is a consensus, whatever the word is, you know.
Consensus.
There is a consensus as to what the best players are. And it seems to be fitting in with, you know, what they pick. There's always, But it's funny how the draft people, like, criticize the scouts. Oh, no, you reached. That's not the guy you're supposed to take. I told you who you're supposed to take. And these scouts are like, wait a minute. We're out there, like, interviewing these guys and watching them.
I'm living the life.
And you who sit behind the desk and, like, with your computer.
Analyzing,
you know. I mean, yeah, it's kind of odd. But
so, I guess we'll get cut right to
the
chase. Since
point.
We are Radio St. Pete exclusive, we are Tampa Bay area centric.
Yes. Yeah, there's this guy.
Quite a...
there's this guy from Florida State.
Interesting
like,
pick? How do you say? Controversial pick, I guess?
I guess controversial to some, but I mean, it's probably like expected to others. You know, I don't know how controversial it really is.
Tampa Bay had the first pick of the draft, and that means we're the worst. And I didn't really realize we were 2-14 until I looked at the record and I was like, holy crap, we were 2-14?
Yeah.
Yikes.
And this team definitely needed a quarterback.
Yeah. And Lovie Smith is not one to play. I was surprised. I thought they would turn around faster because he's a tough guy.
Yeah, but...
But if you're used to losing, you're used to losing. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah, that's
Tampa
it
Bay
too.
Is very used to losing, except for Tony Dungy era.
Yeah,
he was. But I mean, I think Lovey
losing is contagious.
Lovey will turn it around.
I don't know, man. It's tough to like. You got to get. You know, I don't know. I'm speaking maybe out of my rear.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes you got to get the losers out of the team, and I don't know who the losers are or aren't. You know what I mean?
It'd be funny if wouldn't it be great if one team just like cut everyone. They were like, you know what? Like the Raiders, because the Raiders are absolutely an atrocious team. If they sold it to some other city and they said, "You're all fired. They just like fire sailed everything and just started from scratch. Like it would be like an expansion team, but then
you know, like the Colts picked up. They were 2-14, and they picked up Andrew Luck, and they went 11-5 for 3 years in a row. So it could just be one player that changes it.
Yeah.
I don't know if Jameis Winston is the player to do
it. Well, the reason I'm saying it's controversy because boy, it did.
What he did in college,
a lot of squawking.
All the stuff he did in college.
He stole some crab legs or something like that. But there was also some. Allegations.
It's kind of
rape allegations.
Yeah, he wasn't the choir boy or anything like that. But
he seems very.
I think he'll be all right. I think he'll be all right. He's no Ryan Leaf. That mess that happened around the time of where one team picked the Colts picked Peyton Manning, and they could have taken Ryan Leaf, and Ryan Leaf turned out to be the the breaking poster into boy from the wrong
breaking
the wrong
into
pick.
Homes to steal medicines out of yeah. things.
There's been others that are bad. Like there's a guy called Todd Marinovich, but I don't know if he was taken number one overall. That turned out to be pretty
that's
bad.
Right. He was a Penn Stater too, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he went to the Raiders. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that happens to a lot of people.
And
like
Jamarcus Russell was another one, but I don't think they had troubles in college. Not that I know of.
Drinking
anyway.
The syrup. Remember, Russell had the syrup addiction.
Yeah.
Let's go to some music for some music addiction.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
We'll be right back. Captain Winky!
The Smog Monster, spewing its poisonous venom over the earth. Only one force dared stand up to its overpowering evil. Godzilla! See Godzilla versus the Smog Monster. Two monsters battling for the domination of the earth. Godzilla versus the Smog Monster. An American International Pictures release in color, rated G. Godzilla versus the Smog Monster. The battle for life on Earth.
Hey, what's with you?
You really want to know?
Of course I do. What kind of a father wouldn't care about a pig wearing a hat?
Hey, all you out there in listener land, Mao here. Want to make a difference in the world? Want to make the world a better place? Well, you can. And it's easy. Go to projectpinball.org. It's a charity organization placing pinball machines where they're needed most, in the life of a little child that's in a hospital. And they need some help. They need us to help them, give them a little bit of funding, give some donations, you know, sign up for some of their raffles. There's a lot of exciting things to do, ways to give back to the community. I'm asking you out there listening right now, go to projectpinball.org or look them up on Facebook. Everything's on Facebook, right? Of course it is. So go there, donate, help spread the love and the joy of a pinball machine to a little kid in a hospital. What could be better? Not much. All right. Thanks, everyone. Go donate today. You'll feel better. Kids will feel better. Everyone's better. It's win, 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 win. Or something like that, right? Right.
The dude to bind.
Teardrop making my heart stop, teaching me all I know. Her face like thunder, innocent wonder. See our garden very high to kiss the cloudy skies away. She paints hearts and flowers in ivory towers. See all the smiles they off the ground, but wants to fly away and crashing down. I'm all butterflies and sunshine smiles and joy and ride. Here we go. Here we go. Hi.
Get out of bed. Empty your medicine cabinet. Give up all those pills. A new kind of help is on its way.
We're doing that!
She's Ursula Andress as the sensuous nurse. Ursula will make your heartbeat faster. She'll cause knots in your stomach. She'll give you a fever, and then she'll melt your thermometer. Ursula Andress is The Sensuous Nurse, the outrageous comedy with a bedside manner. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Liberty Days, I'm in Liberty Days, down so deep in the maze. Innocence slays and ignorance pays. I've lost my way. Land of the free, I sing of. Thank you.
sees the day right away. There will not be another like it. Feel the power of the sound. Sunset will strike it, and it's up to you to see its promise through. You take the day and make it come true.
Son, a woman is a lot like, a refrigerator. They're about 6 feet tall, 300 pounds. They make ice and... Oh, wait a minute. Actually, a woman is more like a beer. They smell good. They look good. You'd step over your own mother just to get one. But you can't stop at one. You want to drink another woman. So I says, yeah, if you want that money, come and find it, because I don't know where it is, you baloney. You make me want a wretch.
All right, way back when I played Space Party. I played Space Party, Gumshoe, and The Creature. Then after that, I followed up with some a couple of movie trailers. And, of course, our friend Steve Robinson from the new CD Cycle. I played for you Butterflies, Liberty Days, D-A-Z-E, and Seize the Day. D-A-Y.
And you can get that on Sunshine Drenchy Records.com. I mean, SunshineDrenchy.com, I should say.
Yes, those are things and stuff. Listen to them. All right.
Well, yesterday was Free Comic Book Day, man. Did you ever hear about Free Comic Book Day?
Yeah, you told me about it a little bit. What's the whole gist of this?
Well, you know, for one day of the year, you can go to any comic shop in the world, in the country, in the U.S. of A.
Uh-huh.
And they'll give you some free comic books. So people take it as a holiday of sorts, and they go throughout all the comic shops grabbing as many free comic books as they can.
Now, does each place have, like, different ones, or is it all the same book?
They might have the same ones, but some people order some, and other people order others. You know, there's a vast cornucopia of comic books.
That's
a
big word, dude.
And, you know, some stores will only give you three.
Black Sabbath cornucopia.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice
yeah.
song, dude. I like that song.
Some stores will only limit you, so some people do, like, go to each store and try to find as many as they can and collect them all, as they say.
Collect them all. Collectibles.
Yeah, so it becomes kind of like a fun thing. And usually the stores have good sales going on, so while you're there getting your free comic books, you go buy some two-for-one deals or whatever. So it's like a big deal. And,
just drop the S-bomb. I'll let it go.
Whatever. But at any rate, yeah. So that's kind of like the yin and the yang of free record store. Or not record store. It's not free record store day. It's record store day. That's the one that you're more familiar with than I am.
Boy, you know what? I was at there's a local brewery. Another one of these like microbrew places that has like their own tap house thing. It's called Paradise.
Where's it at?
Right down the road from me. Paradise.
Okay.
Paradise, but it's, you know, if you say it fast.
Paradise. Yeah.
And they have a cross promo with that.
Oh, it must be near the local. It must be near Emerald.
Oh, it's right around the corner.
Oh, okay.
It's down the street from
like Pinellas 49th Street. Pinellas Park. Okay.
And it's and they had some cross promo. I'm gonna go down and interview the lady, the owner. It's a husband and wife left corporate America and started this brewery.
Cool.
And
is it a microbrewery? They make their own beers?
Okay. They had some good flavors too, some really good stuff.
Oh, okay.
But I said, we went down and tried out some of the stuff. They have little shooters, like a tester thing.
Yeah.
So then I was just like, what do you want to we want to interview you for the indie circuit. And she said, yeah, come on down. So we're going to do that soon.
Yeah, you know, comics and beer is not usually known to be a good combo, but you never know. I mean, I'm not putting it down. It makes it hard to read the books if you're like drunk.
Hammered,
but hey, you don't have to get hammered anytime, every time you drink. It does help, though. But
it sure does.
You don't have to.
I do. Every time I drink, every time I open one beer, opening about six or seven more.
No, I don't do that. I do. Whenever I do, which is rare, I do one. That's it.
Yeah. Really? One beer?
Maybe two.
Wow.
But I don't get too
not too tipsy.
I don't get too out of control.
All right, let's play some music.
Kind of like out of control.
Out of control music. Wow.
Man.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Water sucks. It really, really sucks. Water sucks.
No,
it really, really sucks. You don't mean it.
We'll be right back.
the wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
All right, that was our friends 8-Bit Weapons with Fallout in the Wasteland, Chip on Your Shoulder, and Goodbye, Cochise.
Yes, sir.
Fitting for our last segment.
That techno game playing music.
Yeah.
That we all
crazy.
Love. Yeah, for all you crazy kids out there that do that kind
of
stuff.
Man, so that's the end of our show's wrapping up, dude.
Does the clock on the wall say it's time to go?
The big clock on the wall says it's time to wrap it up. Thanks for listening, as always. We hope to next week. Hopefully we'll have the interview, but if not, it'll be the week after that.
Well, we'll interview somebody.
Yeah, just interview ourselves.
Yeah, we can. We can do that. Yeah. Or others.
Or other lies. My name's Mal. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius.
Thanks for listening to the Radio St. Pete Indie Circuit. It's a one and only show for you, brought to you with love and stickers. Bye.